Alex McGreevy has called in. He's Paddy Barnes' agent. Good morning to you, Alex.
Morning, William.
How are you feeling today?
I'm a bag of nerves. Could I just say in advance to Jim Neely on his pending retirement that it's been an absolute joy over the years listening to his commentary on the boxing and rugby, and he'll be sorely missed.
He's not quite Usain Bolt, but he is a legend.
I haven't quite decided to retire yet, remember.
And we are predicting a ninth Olympics for him.
Sunday papers.
Oh, well, you don't want to believe everything you're reading Sunday papers.
How's Paddy feeling today, Alex?
The last person on earth that I would speak to, text or tweet on a day like today is Paddy Barnes. Normally, you would steer clear of him a few days before a fight. You either get there's two Paddy Barnes out there. There's the jovial one, the joker, and then there's the what we call the angry one. When he goes into that mode, he's the last person on earth you want to be next to.
And that's true of his dad as well. He won't talk to him before the game, before the fight.
It's the same with his dad, his fiance Mary, his mom. You know, there's times where that Paddy would be in the same house as his fiance, and she would tell me that he would look straight through her eyes to the back of her head. There's no communication when he's in that.
He's that focused, really.
Oh, it's like flicking a switch.
We also heard today that Paddy Barnes' father, Patrick, who was on the programme yesterday, is struggling to get a ticket for his son's game. I keep calling this a game. Fight today. Bout today. Do you know any more about that?
Well, I've had quite a number of... I've actually sent out a load of texts around 7 o'clock this morning to try and up the ante to see if we can get tickets. One of my good friends and colleagues, William Cherry from Press Eye, is running around the XL at the minute, seeing if anybody's got tickets for them. And I've just had a text from Steve Bunce, the BBC commentator, who's unable to help at all because of the demand.
It's a sellout already, yeah?
Yeah, William has told me that there's quite a few hundred Irish fans at the XL at the minute. Cardboard cutouts a la Paddy Barnes on the opening ceremony, seeking tickets.
What are you planning, or what is the family planning for the other side of these Olympics, if there is gold, if there is big success here?
In the immediate term, ironically, I'm standing talking to you from the slipways of Titanic and Olympic, and these Titanic Belfast being the official sponsor of Paddy Barnes and Michael Conlon at the Olympics. And when they come home from Dublin on Monday, their homecoming on Monday evening will be at Titanic Belfast. In the longer term, all dependent, of course, on success, because that's what people will buy into and brands will buy into. The world is Paddy's oyster. You can see the success and profile that Mary Peters has enjoyed from her success in 1972. To today. So again, it's the language that brands and brand marketers want to hear is and want to see is gold, and that's it all depends on what Paddy comes back. But in terms of whether he does or does not come back with silver or gold after today, he has put himself on the map socially. His popularity has grown. His personality is now known to a much wider audience. And he's a legend. He's an immortal legend now in boxing terms, being the first boxer to win medals at successive games.
And we love his personality. He's a great, he's very mischievous. He's a great sense of humour.
Yeah, he does things that that's what I always say about Paddy is that you just don't know what you're going to get next from him. He had texted me a few minutes before the opening ceremony, and his message was, "Watch what I'm going to do." And I sent him a text message saying, "Don't do anything stupid." And he came out with this cardboard cutout with his Twitter address on it.
That was at the opening ceremony, yeah.
Yeah, he's a marketing genius himself. I don't know if he needs my help anymore.
Well, I would hang in there if I were you, Alex.
Yeah.
Could go all the way. Thanks a lot. Alex McGreevy.